This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. There's a shortage of therapists to treat people serving time in Colorado prisons for sex offenses. A new report from CU News Corp finds more than half of positions in prison were unfilled as of late August. Holly Carpenter is a provider in private practice in Larimer County. She says the pandemic particularly made it hard to fill these jobs.
We've lost people because of the bandwidth of people. People went through their own stuff. People forget that mental health providers, therapists are people with our own lives.
People ordered to get treatment in prison have to wait until it's available, so they may stay in prison beyond their parole eligibility as a result of the provider shortage. Interactive aquarium SeaQuest Littleton is closing its doors next month. The company announced in a Facebook post that its last day at Southwest Plaza Mall will be February 4th. SeaQuest operates aquariums at 8 locations nationwide. The Littleton location has been cited numerous times over harmful business practices and mistreatment of animals. A Colorado woman has unexpectedly found herself on presidential primary ballots in Minnesota. Crystal Gable lives in Brush on the Northeastern Plains. She's listed under the Legal Marijuana Now party, but she has a message for voters.
Please do not vote for me. Please do not vote for Crystal Gable in this race. I did not give consent to be on the ballot line.
She found out she was on the ballot through a Google alert she has for her name. She says the party put her name on the ballot without her consent, and Minnesota law has not allowed her to remove it. In Boulder, clear and 34 degrees tonight, sunny and 64 tomorrow. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.